Coming. Whistling is affecting your carrying.
Pretty nifty planning.
The fuck?
Well, because nifty is slang for NFT, which is a non-fungible token in our world.
Our world?
Oh my god, I knew it. You belong to one of these religious death cults where they all wear sneakers to bed before they kill themselves.
For the last time, Randall, I'm not in a religious death cult. Blockchain Coltrane and I are co-founders of the Christian Crypto Club.
This is either a Lord of the Rings thing or a Jesus thing.
Blockchain says that Jesus saves souls, but we... buy souls. It's pretty clever wordplay because Phantasma Chain's cryptocurrency unit is called the soul, so... You are killing me this morning, you nut!
Oh, shit. I think I get it now.
Get what? NFTs and crypto?
No, not that beanie baby bullshit. Talking about this pair of puds. Looks like Elias has got his own Silent Bob. Oh, this is quite a hand job.
What?
Jesus, these Gen Z kids are fucked.
Oh, what a surprise. Randall's taken the Lord's name in vain again, Mr. Dante.
Please stop calling me Mr. Dante. You're 36 years old.
And not for nothing, but how's it taking the Lord's name in vain if I don't pray to your Christian God?
If you don't pray to God, then who do you pray to?
When I'm at my lowest, I always pray to Crom.
Who's Crom?
That's Conan the Barbarian's god.
You know what, Randall? I really wish you didn't worship all your false comic book idols and satanic superheroes. Batman, the Avengers, Wonder Woman, AOC.
Come on, man! Give Crom a chance. He may not be all woke and shit like Jesus, but homeboy's pretty metal for a deity.
Well, joke's on you, Randall, because there's only one god.
Yeah, what about Thor? Thor's a god.
Thor's a fictional character who flies through outer space.
So is your god.
Sir Dante.
His god is the living Christ, Randall.
His god is the living dead with all that gothy shit like drink my blood. That's fucking vampire talk.
Mr. Dante.
Oh, no. My name is Fufu, and this is between you two.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Freeze. What the fuck are these?
Kites.
No shit. But what are they doing here?
I thought we could sell them.
Are you serious? Who the fuck flies kites anymore?
Lots of people. Kids today love flying kites. Kites are cool.
What century is this, Ben Franklin? And what kind of kid in this day and age would be remotely interested in buying or flying a fucking kite?
Did you see they have Jesus on them?
Well, all the kids love Jesus. Who in their right mind is going to buy one of your creepy Christ kites?
I would.
You did, like 30 times.
Maybe we can sell some online.
Online? The only way anyone on the internet would care about this old-timey bullshit is if you shot a TikTok trying to jam one of those Jesus kites up your Christian dickhole.
asshole.
Thank you.
You know, Randall, I don't think there's anything particularly metal about blasphemy.
Shaw, blasphemy and biting off a bat's head are as metal as it gets.
There were two men who were crucified with Jesus, Randall.
Holy fuck.
A good thief and a bad thief.
If they were caught, I'd say that makes them both bad thieves.
The bad thief said, "If you are really the son of God, get us down from here and save us."
So why is this guy called the bad thief? Call him the practical thief with common fucking sense.
Ah, but the good thief said, "Jesus did no wrong, whereas we are but thieves."
What the fuck are but thieves?
Well, then the good thief said, "Jesus, remember me in your kingdom." And Jesus said to the good thief, "Today you shall be with me in paradise."
Paradise is a strip club.
It's not a strip club, Randall. It's heaven.
So the moral of your never-ending story is, even in heaven, it's all about who you know.
The moral of the story is, if you didn't go to heaven as a guest of Jesus, like the good thief, where did the bad thief go, Randall?
Not that I want to prolong your sermon, but how is it blasphemy to remind a guy he's the son of God? Maybe the bad thief thought Jesus had a born identity thing going on. Did Jesus fell off a boat with his head in front?
You got what you wanted. Now you don't want what you got. Once I was a thrill to you. Suddenly I'm not. Was it my mistake? Now you don't want what you got.
You got it, now you don't want me.
You used to whisper in my ear, baby, it's you.
Friday morning is here. This show is spontaneous innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. shouts out to all. We made it through the rain, through the cars. The wind, and we are broadcasting here in the mission, the heart of San Francisco, live and direct, 24 hours, 7 days a week, community radio at its best. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else, online, on the streets, in space. RadioValencia.fm, here bringing you music from all over this wonderful universe. If you want music, give me a call, 415-766-4428, to everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428, or handle me on X, my handle, @itsfaco@gmail.com. I'm sorry, @itsfaco. I'm also @itsfaco@gmail.com. I'm getting confused from the rain. My hair is wet. My crotch is dripping with water from the rain. It's all here. itsfaco@gmail.com, itsfaco on X, or go to radiovalencia.fm and go on the chatter box, and there we can communicate. Much music, so little time. Music you heard, Ike and Tina Turner, guys. I had to do it. You Got What You Wanted was the name of the track. Before that, something from Clerks 3. Randall, Dante, Everything You Need. You heard new music from Blockhead and Elliot Lip. With the song Feliz Navidad. That's Liphead, Blockhead, Elliot Lip. Together they are Liphead. Before that, we had music from, it was the intro song, Jade Cargill from WWE, A Storm Is Coming, by WWE and Death Rebel. I like it. Sounded good, sounded nice. And we also had Machina with the song Indomitable. We're caught up. If you want music, itsfaco@gmail.com, itsfaco on X. or download the Radio Valencia application and we could communicate. That's right. I'm here bringing you music. And I'm over here, man. I got multiple devices, dude. And, you know, I got a book. I got records. I got it all. So you'll be surprised what we can do here. Over here, I got one of those foldable phones. Have you seen that, guys? And they've came out with that like a couple of years ago. It might even, that might be 5 years old, that technology, right? Might be like 5 years old, at least, the foldable stuff. I mean, they had Sidekicks.
Boons, all our-
Whoa. You know, they had Sidekicks. That's kind of in a, you know, Transformer-like, but they got foldable phones, right? And not many people are doing this, but I think, you know, it needs to start now, you know? So now that there's foldable phones, and you could fold phones like in half now, guys. I mean, the flip phone was already kind of like a foldable phone. But if you've seen the ones that like almost look like the size of two hands, right? The screen, and then it just folds. I got one of those now, right? And you know what I did to it? I modified it. Dude, I got something that no one would think about it needing, guys. You know? And that foldable phone is, I made a book cover for it out of a paper bag. So now I got a book cover over the foldable phone. I'm surprised more people aren't doing that. You got to protect your phone. The paper bag is legit. You know, I could make a like a book cover, a phone cover, a foldable phone cover. You want to buy a cover for your cell phone for $30, that's on you. I'll go down the street and get a paper bag right now, and I will cut that up. And I won't need scissors, player. No way, player. We do it like we did in the 80s, man. You just gotta fold the paper numerous times. Then you put it like against the edge of the table, and then you tear. We're taking you back to the old school. I live in the future and the past. You know, book covers, put it on your phone. The foldable phones, what else you want? That's the best of both worlds. Then you could tag it up with what you want. You could say like, what's up? Or, you know, 420, that's coming up. 420, write it on there. You know, put your favorite band, the Monkees, right on the cover. Whatever you need, the foldable phone and the book cover work hand in hand. I was, you know, when you were covering your books, book cover, you know, book protector. I don't even know if I'm saying the word right. If there's an actual term for when you fold a paper bag to cover your book. A book protector? I used to protect all my textbooks all the time with the paper bag. Did I read them? No, but I protected them. But you got that foldable phone, don't forget that paper bag, guys. Oh, man. It took me a long time to be really good at it, you know. But that was fun stuff, you know. My favorite part of school, besides lunch, you know, was folding, you know, the paper bags to cover your books, and having little box for your little pencils and mechanical pencils. I used to think I was in the future when I had a mechanical pencil, man. Or if you had a actual pen that erase, and you had an eraser to erase the ink, you'd be like, oh man, you're thinking you're a spy or something, man. You're thinking you work for NSA. Disappearing ink, mechanical pencils. All hanging out in your pencil box. You know, if you were the cool one, your dad gave you the cigar box, you know. I had a Hello Kitty one. I didn't care. It didn't matter to me even at that age. I took it from my sister. So that means I'm a bad boy. You know? That means I started trouble. That means watch out. And then I would cross, like, I would have the Hello Kitty, but then I would look it, make it look angry. You know? I'd draw on it. I'm not that good of a drawer. But I'd have the Hello Kitty, like, on a skateboard with an eye patch and holding a knife. Oh, you really want to look in this box? Beware. Buyer beware. You know, the desks folding up and down, I miss those. I don't know why I don't have one to this day. I like that concept. I don't like the concept of the seat being attached to the desk. I don't like that because I have a belly. I was a big kid. I had to suck it in a lot of times to get into those style of school desks. You know, I hated that. I don't want to squeeze in. You mean I have to... How can I learn? How can I pay the attention to the teacher when I'm going... and trying to look cool? Keep it cool. I didn't like those desks. I like when the desk in school is separate from the chair. But this is fat guy problems. Not everybody will understand, you know, but it's okay. But I don't like them. I like it separately. And I like when the desk opens up and, you know, in my desk, you know, books covered in plastic or paper bags, pencil box, chewed up pencils. I like to chew pencils for a long time. I probably stopped chewing on number two pencils when I got out of school, you know. I could never take a Scantron test because I would always chew up my number two pencils, man. I just have it in my mouth, you know. The teacher would be like, oh, little Fock was hungry. She had to, like, look at my desk one time, I remember. I confronted the teacher, too. I remember it was like a day. I called it. I was sick. And then the next day, I went to school, and my classmate, my friend, told me, hey, your teacher, you know, the teacher went in your desk. What? I was like, what? So yeah, she went on your desk and she pulled out one of your pencils you were chewed on, that you chewed on, and she says like, "Oh, he's still hungry. Hey, oh my God," you know. And I was like, dude, I was so shocked that my teacher looked at my desk when I was at home sick. Man, I'm at home sick. Have some compassion. You know, I got the sniffles. You know, and then I got to come back to class and hear my teacher. Yeah, she was looking through your desk. You know. She was laughing at you because, you know, you had a chewed up pencil and you were hungry. Hey, I was offended, man. I know I was only like 9, 10 years old. I was offended. I don't care. You know, dude, even as a 9, 10 year old, I knew I had to confront the teacher. You know, and I gave her one day. I wanted to see if she was going to tell me, "Hey, Faco, you know, I looked in your desk and I just want to let you know I did. I wouldn't take anything. I just, you know, looked in your desk because, you know, I got to see what's going on." You know, I gave her a whole day to say that, to say sorry, to let me know. She didn't say anything. You know what I'm saying? I got her the next day. I had to talk to her. Yo, but I go, "Why you have to confront? Why you have to look at my desk when I'm not at school, teach?" You know? I had to, and I found out his first name. I go, "Edward, what's this I hear you're looking at my desk when I'm not at school, bro?" You know, I got him. He didn't expect that. No, what teacher, what adult expects a kid go, "Why are you looking through my shit? You know, what is this? Did we lose trust? What, I got to worry when I turn my back, you're going to stab me in the back too? Just do it now. I'm looking at you." You know, when you confront people like that and you're 9, you know, you had to, man. I had to do that stuff, you know. You want me to sing about 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue? I'll do it, though. You want me to pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America? Dude, I'll stand up and have my heart in it, man, and have my hand over my heart. You know, we'll do all that, man. You know, I'm in. But don't be looking at my desk. He knows. You know, I go, what? I'm not always participating in class when you say we have to sing this Christmas carol for the Christmas recital. I'm all for it, bro. But don't be looking at my desk. You know? I don't know. That's just how I feel, you know? I remember, dude, this was like 9 or 10. This is third grade, right? I remember second grade, there was like a program in this area where it was like to take care of your teeth. And they would give us mouthwash at a certain part of the day. I don't know how far it went, man. It might have been that same grade. You know? You want me to drink the fluoride? Edward, I'll do it. You don't see me pushing back. You want to make us sing your songs? Drink your drink. Don't look at my desk when I'm not at school. Do I gotta get a lock on my desk? They wouldn't let me put a lock on my desk, guys. So it stops there. Right, guys? When they say no jaywalking, so you can't jaywalk. No, man. I knew I was going to get sick again. You know? No, I knew I was going to miss a class again. But I didn't want my teacher to look at my desk. Right? And I have no lock. And I knew I wasn't going to be there Monday because Monday we were going to go and go see my aunt, me and my family. So my mom said, we're not going to be back Monday. So I knew we weren't going to be back Monday. You know? So I super glued my desk so the teacher wouldn't be able to look in it. You know? No locks, no problem. We made it. There was nothing in there. It was like an empty bank vault, guys. I just wanted to super glue it. Super glue's your best friend, guys. Super glue what you can. I super glued my shoes. What is it? Hitmen? Don't they hitmen super glue their wounds? Super glue's for reals. Believe in the super glue. Enough of me. Let's get back into the music. Yo, man, I've been playing this guy's tracks the last few weeks. He's been putting out music. He's been in the studio, and he's been rocking it, man. And this guy, I was able to do comedy with him at the Improv in San Jose. He was the feature, and he's a really good musician, too. I like his style. He goes by the name of Damar Randy. Damar Randy. And Damar Randy's putting out tracks. And this is his latest one. Damar Randy with the song Plead the Fifth. And Damar Randy coming in now. Enough of me. Let's get into the music. This song is called Plead the Fifth by Damar Randy. Radio Valencia.
So I'm sorry, Mr. Detective, but you gon' have to lose your case without me and make sure that they reasonably doubt me. Cause I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. So sorry, Mr. Officer, but you're gonna have to do your job and build a case.
Let a jury of my peers decide. Ears could lie, my tongue won't confess.
So I plead the fifth.
Fucking chest. brought bastards to get me anything.
Temper your enthusiasm. It's not much.
That's just what I needed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
One can't get enough time.
Oh, take a look at that cute picture. Oh, yeah. My little Kay.
When you die, you can will it to her as a memento.
Thanks, Al. I'm sure she'll want a picture of herself on a watch from her dead grandpa.
Look at that. It's really something.
You bet, kid.
This corn is from World War II.
Corn? I thought this was... I don't know what I thought it was.
I think I may rob a bank.
What was that?
I'm thinking of robbing a bank.
Oh.
I'm thinking about buying a Ferrari.
I just got drafted by the Knicks. Good week for everybody, huh?
Good week.
They're taking my house.
Huh?
They're taking my house. I've got 30 days.
Who's taking your house?
The bank.
You're taking your house and you didn't tell us?
What are you going to do? Lend me money? We're all broke. We, the three of us combined. These banks practically destroyed this country. They crushed a lot of people's dreams. And nothing ever happened to them. We're three old guys. We hit a bank. We get away with it. We retire with dignity. Worst comes to the worst. We get caught. We get a bed. Three meals a day. And better health care than we get now.
You're talking about us? Us and you?
Yeah, I mean, if a gang of thugs can do it, it can't be that hard.
You're out of your friggin' mind.
You have spent 20 years waiting to die, Al, with no life and no purpose.
And robbing a bank is going to give me a purpose.
He will give us money. Will he be able to get on a plane and go and see his granddaughter?
It's a little hard to catch a plane out of prison, Joe.
Yeah, but we won't get caught. They didn't get caught.
Well, they were young. They were fast.
We got skills, experience, smarts.
Arthritis, gout, shingles.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Willie.
I'm just lying here thinking about all of the birthday wishes that I've had over the years.
And how many of them I've kept secret.
And none of them ever came true.
They never seem to pay out.
So I figure I'm going to tell you this one, John. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? A whole bunch of nothing, right?
Fire away, Willie.
I want to live better than I am. I want to see my family more than once a year. And from here on in, I want to have a piece of pie whenever the hell I want a piece of pie. You know what I mean?
Hear, hear.
You were serious today.
I think so. The thing is, we have nothing to lose.
I'm not a thief, John.
Neither am I.
We pick exactly what's on the pension, right?
Well, that's all I want.
Not a penny more.
My word. Wake Al up.
Hold on. Al? Al. Albert.
Huh?
Pick up the phone.
Who died?
Nobody died. It's Joe.
I don't talk to criminals.
You heard that?
Hang up. I'll call him back.
What do you want?
The thing is, what do you want, Al? You want to drift off into the sunset? Or do you want to go out with a bang?
I don't have a problem with dying. I just don't want to do it in prison.
Nobody's going to prison.
What exactly is happening here?
Willie's in.
You're both out of your minds.
Sleep on it, Al.
I don't need to sleep on anything. I'm not a bank robber. Neither are you or you, Willie.
Hold on. These motherfuckers out here love you, dog. Where the love at? This the motherfucking dog right here. When we drop this shit, I want to see y'all losing your fucking mind. Let's go. Yo. What?
If I got to bring it to you, Calvinton, it's gonna be quick. All right, well, you meant to be the devil for?
Suck my dick.
And all the mother cats you won't make it done with. Come quick.
How the fuck you gonna burst the dog off the bump?
All right. It go to gun click. Now I want one shit.
All over some dumb shit. Ain't that some shit?
The niggas remind me of a strip club.
Cause every time you come around, it's like,
what? I just gotta get my dick sucked.
And I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to.
Come on.
Not him. I said, so watch what you do.
But you're gonna find yourself buried next to someone else.
And we all thought you loved yourself. But that shouldn't have been the issue.
Maybe they just singing that now cause they miss you.
Maybe they try to diss you.
That's why you laying on your back looking at the roof of the church.
Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Oh,
y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here,
up in here.
Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here.
Off in the brain, cause niggas still want the fame off the name.
First of all, you ain't rap long enough.
Woo!
You be fucking with me and you ain't strong enough.
Come on.
So whatever it is you bumping on, I got you thinking that you're Superman. I got the good man smacking with my finger in the mic. Got niggas characters, not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? That's out of all the factors. You whack, you twisted.
Girls,
you broke, the kid ain't yours. Your old man say you're stupid.
You be like, so.
Weak ass niggas running over pussy, don't belong to them.
Fuck is wrong with them?
Fuck it up for real niggas like my man to them.
Who get it all in the strip for
their hands with them?
Man,
y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here,
up in here.
Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my cool. Up in here.
Up in hell.
I bring down rain so heavy it hurts their head. No more talking, put them in the dirt instead. You keep walking, cause you trying to end up red. Cause if I end up red, you end up dead. Cause you the soft type nigga, fake up dog type nigga. Push like a soft white nigga. Dog in the dog, blood sticking in water. We done been through the mud and we crooked a slaughter. The finger the start of the ball cause we run out. When up in the air, body
run out.
Don't nobody
run out.
Sun in the sun out. I'ma keep a gun out. Nigga running his mouth. I'ma blow his mouth.
Listen,
your ass is about to be
missing.
You know who gon' fight?
Who?
Grandma wishing.
Woo!
Your soul's at rest, but it's hard to digest the size of the hole in your chest.
Woo!
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind.
But
up in here.
What?
Up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here.
Get outside,
on my big baller.
Get outside,
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 people.
Tell me outside, outside, motherfuckers. Baxter's got y'all bouncing again, bouncing again.
Come on, niggas, don't go.
Drop man got y'all bouncing again, bouncing again, bouncing again. Stunty got y'all bouncing again, bouncing again, bouncing again. Rough got y'all bouncing again, bouncing again, bouncing again.
We ain't playing with y'all.
Friday morning is here. This show is spontaneous innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. My name is Farco. Shouts out to all. We here live and direct. Radio in Valencia, broadcasted straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. 24 hours, 7 days a week. Community radio at its best. Shouts out to all. Radio. Oh my. And we've got a special guest on the airwaves. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mel Michelle.
Hello, hello.
All right. Guess who's back? Back again.
Man, I'm back. I'm back, right. People.
All right. Hey, welcome back, Mel Michelle.
Oh, it feels good to be back.
And it's
especially with you.
You're like, oh, thank you. And it's nice and rainy.
Yes, it is.
The rain came down. You brought the thunder.
I did. It feels, I don't know, maybe it's good luck.
Yeah, we'll take it because water makes things grow.
Yes, April showers bring May flowers.
If they find water on a planet, then they found life.
Exactly.
You know that?
Yeah, that means we're alive when
it rains.
We're
here. So it's okay. I like the rain. I think I parked under a tree, so I'm not going to get that good car wash.
Oh, no.
But it's okay. I got a good parking spot. You got to take what you can get.
Exactly.
You know, in our neighborhood, right, parking is like, it's like a Caltrain's when the Giants game is going on.
Oh, yeah.
So many people trying to get a spot. They're even covering the what did they call it? The dip, so people can come down on a wheelchair.
Oh, really?
What did they call that?
That's
the entry?
Awful. Oh, the wheelchair curb. The cutout. Wheelchair cutout.
Yeah, like the walk-in, so people
that's
can just.
That's awful.
Yeah, people. That's our neighborhood.
That's brazen. Oh, yeah, and I've seen them across the street parking in front of a fire hydrant.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's a bad boy. And then there's people parking in handicapped spots who
yes.
are not handicapped.
We know they're not. We know they're not. There's no, you know. I guess we shouldn't assume, but there's no sign. There's no handicap placard.
Like, if there was, there's got to be one YouTube guy in a wheelchair. He goes around finding people parking in handicap parking spaces.
Yes.
And then he takes his cane or something he has, and he starts breaking the headlights.
Yeah, that would be a good. Yeah.
I'd watch that. I would watch that. I would love to see this guy. I mean, who's going to do anything?
Who's a tough guy, yeah.
No, you know, and then you can't do anything because you're in the wrong. You're parked in the handicapped parking spot.
Like a Joe Pesci. Maybe
yeah.
Joe Pesci when
on
he gets
wheels,
to be that
you
way.
Know,
I'd
on
love
wheels.
To see him on
dude, because now, you know, we they have like, there's people who are in wheelchairs and they got robotic arms that can like crush steel.
Exactly.
And then they could just crush like a piece of their car with that robotic arm.
But then they won't be able to move the car. Just something that they can still move the car. Like maybe a headlight or...
Oh, yeah, no. Well, yeah, something like that. But I think they should be that guy. I'm surprised there's not. There's a guy online who's enforcing, or he's just telling people, what, you can't put the shopping cart back in the
thing? He is doing God's work.
That guy's doing, this is going all around. He's getting famous just because of that. I want to throw something at his head, but that's just me. You know what I'm saying? But I would watch... someone in a wheelchair going around finding people parked in handicapped spots that they don't belong.
Exactly. And they know they're not.
Yeah,
they don't
have
a placard.
Yeah,
they don't have a placard. That they don't have a placard.
And then he's breaking their headlights and breaking their brake lights and
exactly.
throwing stuff through their windows and he's recording it.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, not too much damage, though.
I want to see the damage.
Yeah, you want to see the damage, of course.
I just want to see what happens, you know? It'll be fun.
I could see Joe Pesci. He'd be great at it, right? The shorter guy that...
Oh, yeah, Joe Pesci style, right?
Yeah, Joe Pesci style. That's how I would describe it.
It would be great to see.
With the little walker with the horn.
With the horn. But I want to see him break stuff with his, like, a robotic arm. Well, anyways, I'm just trying to think of my fantasies to see. Anyways, we got Mel Michelle.
Doesn't take much.
Yeah. Well, we got Mel Michelle in here.
Here I am.
And, man, I wanted to walk around. We're going to walk in the rain today.
Oh, I brought an umbrella, and I have a hood.
She's always prepared.
Yes, Girl Scout.
Yeah,
I was a Girl Scout.
And she's got buckets on top of her car, so she's collecting rainwater as well.
Yes, I am. Yes, no. for my shower and, you know.
For your plants?
Yes, for my plants. And I'll boil it later and we can drink it.
There you go. We can boil it over here at Dolores Park. Or Clitoris Park, like I like to say. We'll do that. I'll start a fire over there and I won't even use my lighter. I got three lighters on me right now.
My gosh, whoa. I know you and you're showing off your lighters.
Oh, I like
that's
matches
adorable.
And lighters. You know, I was like, dude, we got to stop by the liquor store. I got to get matches to keep in my wallet. I realized I used all of them the other day. So I don't have matches in my wallet. Matches are like money. They're not in my wallet. They're not in my wallet anymore. So... we need to get some matches.
Okay.
You never
know
what we need, man.
Exactly.
It's a good fire. If you want to play with fire, today's the good day to do it. When it's raining, you know what I'm saying?
You're
a little safer. Stuff's not going to get caught on fire. So, like, if you're a pyromaniac like me, a rainy day is a good day to practice with fire. And
there you go.
Learn your skills.
You learn your skills.
I always wanted to breathe fire.
Breathe it?
You know, like the guys who spit.
Oh, you mean like swallow fire? Or no.
Oh, no. You know, they spit like a fireball.
Oh, okay.
And I see these guys, they take like, let's say, a mouthful of kerosene.
Oh, my gosh.
Something flammable.
Sounds
and then they
got to
spit it out. But they got to be careful. They can't do it in front of a wind because the flame will come back to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to be careful that... I don't know. There's a certain way because you got to spit it out.
Sounds very dangerous.
But then if there's some residue that's left, like a flammable liquid that's left like on your mouth, it's going to get caught on fire.
Right.
You get it?
Yes.
But I don't think that's too dangerous for me.
Yeah, it is too dangerous. And don't drink or smoke weed before that. That would be
that's
very
dangerous.
That's
the only reason to do it. You know? But it would be cool. To spit out fire like a dragon. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, I was doing this, it was an old school kid trick where you put your hand, you close your hand,
uh-huh.
and you kind of make like a cave, you know? And then I would throw my lighter in it and throw gas in it. And let gas fill up in that little hole in your hand. And then you would light that gas, and you open your hand, and it's like a fireball in your hand.
Where were you doing this? In my apartment?
Yeah, there too. You know, I've been doing it since I was a kid.
What?
Yeah.
And is that why you're missing some fingers?
Well, that's the whole thing. I never realized it until someone told me. He goes, you know, you can blow up your hand if you do that.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if that's true or not, but it makes sense to me if I keep my hands closed, but maybe I'm wrong. But it always looks cool. I go, whoosh. Sometimes it could be big. But I think it's possible for it to blow up, so that's why I stopped doing it.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you did.
I like to play the guitar. That's fine.
I know. We don't want you. Yeah, that's true. You know, we don't need you, losing some fingers.
I've made 40 years of doing that, you know, that trick. 40 years as a kid. Like, I was in kindergarten doing that
kindergarten?
Trick. I've had matches since I went to school, Melanie.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, the drugs, you know, that didn't come till adults. You know what I'm saying? Drinking, adult. Matches? Oh, my God. I had matches everywhere. I remember keeping a matchbook in my diaper. That's a true statement.
Was it?
I did.
Was it a cloth diaper or like a...
No, we can't afford cloth diapers.
Well, cloth diapers are cheap, though.
Are they? I don't know. Maybe in your neighborhood, because you guys got, you know, the Vatican helping you out and everything. Not us. Not us. We're in a neighborhood one way in, one way out. You know?
So you had a little matchbox in your matches in your diaper?
Yeah.
Huggies?
You know, they were snuggies at one point.
Snuggies.
You know, they were so tight, you know. I was, what, 9?
15?
15, 16. No, but I started realizing I played with fire since I was a little kid. Like kindergarten. I can remember kindergarten.
I don't know if it's just I hate to say it, but boy thing, but I was horrified. I was scared.
Oh, really?
I mean, I think once I my parents had like a tin with matches in there, matchbooks, and I took when they went out, garage sailing, and I took the tin open and I lit a match, uh-huh. And I was like, oh, I put it out really quickly, and my parents came home and they're like, I smell matches. She
said, what were you doing?
I said, I just lit one match, I swear.
You know, oh yeah, I
was scared.
Oh, that's exciting to me, like that. You know, the match, it's very sexy. And I even like the burn when it burns the tips of my finger. Something, I just get off on it.
Okay.
And then, what was I going to tell you?
There have been no fires in our neighborhood.
No, there hasn't been.
In this area.
Not since you've been home. You know? No, but, Mel Michelle, check it out. I have a memory. Kindergarten, okay?
Kindergarten. So you're 6.
We're playing London Bridges Falling Down. Yeah. There was a game. You remember? Yeah. Everybody makes a bridge, like a circle of people, and you got to cross before the song ends. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. I do.
What I remember, I was like the first. It was like 30 kids in class. I was the first or second kid out. All right?
Uh-huh.
And then I just left, and they're all the whole class and the teacher's still playing, and I'm playing with matches in the side of the school.
Why did you have matches
I was lighting leaves. Because I like playing with fire. You know, I always
nowadays you wouldn't be able to get away with matches at school.
Yeah, not no more. You know, now there's too much. They close the gates now at schools. They didn't used to close the gates before. You know, the gate, I don't remember them getting. Now they close the gates and lock it.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah.
In the elementary, you know? But before, it was like the border 5 years ago, wide open, you know? Anybody can come in, you know? Come on through.
So we play matches.
But that was my kink, you know? And I got to give a big shout out to Cupid Stunt, a.k.a. the artist, the DJ formerly known as Marco Middlesex. Guys, check him out Sundays, 12 to 2. He's the man. Thank you so much for everything, Poppy. Cupid Stunt. That's right. We're over here. Mel Michelle is here. DJ Mark is setting up in the back.
Yeah, he is.
He's setting up. He's here. He'll be on from 12 to 2 with the show Dropped the Charges, you know. DJ Mark, did you play with matches as a kid? Fire? No.
Yeah, he wasn't rough and dangerous
You know, but he was getting in, like, fights, you know. I wasn't getting in fights until after, you know. But nobody wanted to fight me when you got fire in your hands as
a kid. There's the fire boy.
No, seriously. I would, like, be in a circle of guys. Hey, you ever see this? You know, and I would, the fire. And everyone was, oh, my God. And then we'd set tan bark, try to set tan bark on fire.
Oh, come on. That is not
Yes.
Anything's true on this show, I guess.
Dude, It's true. I don't know. You know, that's just how I worked. There was always smoke around me, Mel Michelle.
Yeah, you're smoky.
Yes.
Smoky.
Smoky the panda bear. You know what I'm saying, I guess. But we're here. Shouts out to all. Radio Valencia. FM. You know, we got Mel Michelle in here. And this is your spring break, kind of,
yes,
right?
Yes, my last day of spring break.
Yeah, so you get to check out the city.
Yes.
The sun's almost shining. Oh,
yeah, maybe we'll see a rainbow.
You might, you know?
Yeah.
So, so we're here, and we got Mel Michelle. Anything you're waiting for? Thing you want?
Under the school year?
Yes.
it's going to come by there. Fast now, right?
Yeah, we're already.
Is it almost... Yeah, that's third week in April.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear our president's making 420 a holiday?
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear
so
that?
So that means I'm going to have the day off?
Yeah.
And banks are going to be closed and...
Yeah.
We're going to have 420 sales.
Yeah, he's going to love it. He's going to make it a national holiday.
Figures.
To celebrate the president.
It's not going to make it a national holiday. It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. DJ Mark, that's true. And ironically, do you know whose birthday is on 420?
His. No.
Yours?
Do you know? DJ Mark, do you know?
Oh.
No. Someone famous. Initials A.H.
Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Is that why he wants to make 420 a holiday?
That's what... Is it? I don't know. Did he start a war to deter from the Epstein files? I don't know.
Oh, gosh. We're
that's
in trouble.
All. Enough of that. I don't want to keep going.
I'd rather talk about you lighting matches, and maybe that's how...
No, I'd rather talk about... Hey, let's all go watch that Melania movie. How about
no,
that?
No.
Let's go, DJ Mark. I got tickets for you. I hear there's a nude scene. Ugh. Man. My God. I would love to see her shower, guys.
Oh, give me a break.
Her and Margie. Her and Margie Taylor. What's her that girl? Green. Put them in the shower together. Ugh. Have me come in and say, hola.
It's a bunch of plastic.
I don't know.
It's all fake.
They drive me wild.
Oh, give me a break. Okay, you're going to find your
Taylor
way to wait
Green
home.
Will sit on my
locks,
lap
DJ
and
Mark.
Call me Poppy, dude. I swear to God, that would happen, dude. She goes, you know you guys ain't so bad. You know? Trust me.
I'm changing
guys.
The locks.
Trust me. Change the locks. You know? She's going to change the cock.
Know.
All right. I don't know. Anyways, enough of me. Let's get back to the music. I don't know what I'm doing, guys. I'm acting wild. Let's
talking
get into
matches
it.
And 420.
Yeah. Here we go. XCOMM. Borrowed Happiness is the name of the track. Enough of me. Shouts out to all. Radio. Valencia.
And it's just society.
Hey!
made the crash lube.
Are you a liar? 'Cause I'm buying everything that you whispered to me. In the middle of the night, when you say it feels good, I'll never leave your side.
Some difficulty. I had to promise them to wear not a total fool.
Marco Polo say defunct earthly paradise of the coast of China. Do you believe this?
I believe in paradise and hell. And I do believe that both can be earthly. Now, let's go through this again. Why do you wish to sail west?
To open a new route to Asia. Asia is the richest kingdom, the land of spices and gold. At the moment, there are only two ways of reaching it. By sea, sailing around the African continent. The journey takes a year, or by land. But the Turks have closed this route to all Christians. There is a third way. By sailing west across the ocean sea.
The distance is unknown. It's said to be infinite.
Superstition. I believe the Indies are no more than 750 leagues west of the Canary Islands.
How can you be so certain?
The calculations of Toscanelli, Marin de Tir, Esdras.
Esdras is a Jew.
So what's worse?
2 minutes, and already you're a dead man.
For telling the truth?
Yes. They are burning people for less. The men you're about to confront have no emotions. You must learn to control your passion.
Passion is something one cannot control.
You need the blessing of this commission. If they say no, you would have to give up, my son.
I will not give up.
Is it ambition?
We've been told lies for so long. They said that this was flat of this devil, that monsters guard the edge of the world. I will not be told what to be afraid of or what not to be afraid of. I want to find out for myself.
I just hope your passion will be contagious, my son.
See my jumper hanging on the line.
Valencia. Remember, stay tuned. DJ Mark is minutes away. He'll be here. He's setting up as we speak. Thanks to Mel Michelle for coming to the studio. She will return another time. Shouts out to all. But it's about that time. It's all over. Shouts outs to my moms, my dad, my sister, my brothers, my nephews, nieces, cousins, aunts, uncles. Shouts outs to mi abuelita. I love her and miss her so much. Shouts outs to my moms again. I love her so much. Shouts outs to Mr. P forever. Shouts outs to Double B forever. Till next time, my name is Farco. And I now say the toilet is now flush.